Transplanted heart doesn't simply remain as foreign tissue in a person's body. A report in today's New England Journal of Medicine suggests that as much as 20% of the transplanted heart's tissue is replaced with cells from the recipient's body. This surprise finding could help scientists develop ways to repair an ailing heart by regenerating new tissue, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Cells in the human body are rebuilding themselves all the time. Some even get replaced with new cells as part of the normal pattern of renewal. Piero Inversa at the New York College of Medicine in Valhalla wanted to find out how much that happens in the human heart, so he turned his attention to a natural experiment, men who had received heart transplants from women.
We wanted to see whether there was a mobilization of cells from the recipient, meaning the male, being able to go into the female heart, meaning the donor, and to see whether there was a kind of communication between the recipient and the donor.
Cells from the man would stand out. They would have the Y chromosome found only in male cells. Sure enough, when Dr. Inversa examined heart tissue from transplant recipients who had died, he found it not only happened, it happened a lot.
And the results went beyond our expectation, I have to say that.
His study finds that within a short time, as much as 20% of the transplanted heart appeared to be made of heart tissue that grew after the transplant, and that was composed of cells from the men who had received the transplants. These cells may have been generated by the bit of male heart tissue remaining in these people, or from bone marrow.
These male cells were able to regenerate new heart muscle with all its components.
Dr. Inversa also found new blood vessels on the transplanted heart, again built from the men's own cells. He says contrary to conventional wisdom, heart tissue is quite capable of regenerating itself from primitive cells that can migrate into the tissue. This leads him to a provocative conclusion.
We can think about utilizing this cell to repair a failing heart and therefore avoid in the future transplant of any other intervention.
Research by other scientists has also shown that cells migrate into transplanted organs, including hearts. But the large number of new cells reported in this latest paper came as a surprise to Anthony Dimitris at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
The phenomenon is there, and it's certainly a very nice study and publication, but we have to be careful to document the extent of replacement, the exact cell types.
Dr. Dimitris is not convinced the effect is as big as it appears. He says many of those new cells could turn out to be not muscle cells, but invading white blood cells, which are actually spurring rejection. If most of the cells were actually healthy new muscle tissue, that would suggest that over time, transplant recipients would gradually replace much of the foreign cells in their new hearts with cells from their own bodies.
We don't really see that occurring because chronic rejection remains a big problem in transplantation.
But Dr. Dimitris says, even so, the study does show that at least some of the cells in the transplanted heart are capable of growing into healthy new heart tissue. Ellen Heber-Katz at the Wistar Institute in Philadelphia says that's an encouraging observation.
It sounds like the capacity to regenerate is there. However, mammals aren't very good at it. So we are missing a piece of information that will allow that to occur.
Dr. Inversa agrees that a huge challenge lies ahead. That is figuring out how to make the body produce lots of healthy new cells in places such as a diseased heart where other cells have died. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.